Hi, Hannah. This is Daniel.
Hi, Daniel. You
How are
doing
you?
okay? Well, we've been
Been
doing
challenging,
rough
but
time,
I'm
but
surviving.
better. Well, good.
I'm not on my normal connection. It seems like there's some echo. Are you able to hear me okay?
Yes, I do.
Okay, excellent.
I didn't get the 3 hours sleep, so I'm going to mute just in case I don't make it the whole hour. And
Okay.
he does with Bard when he has two people, so you can let him know I'm on the call.
Okay, well, it's good to hear
I'm
your
going to
voice.
get me something to drink and then come back in here, and I believe I'll be all right.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and mute.
Marco? Judy?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
It's been a while.
Good evening.
How have you been?
Doing great.
Daniel?
I'm doing well, Hanok. Thank you.
We are starting, I guess, so please join me with saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa, Gedula Shemincha, Dati, Berura, Alephet Gimel, Yitak Tzadi, Kabel Rinat, Amchasagbenu Tacharenu Nora. Who for Shayan Sintet Nun. Na Gibor Dorshe Hutha Evavat Gamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Barchem Tacharem Rachame Sikatcha Tamid Gamrem Betet Reish Tzadi Taf Gimel Chasin Kadosh Bero Tucha Nael Adata Et Kufet Tet Nunayan Yachid Ge'e Lamcha Pene Zokre Kedushata Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Talumo Shin Kufav Tadi Yud Tav. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohewahe, Adonai Yohewahe. El Rachum Vechanun, Erech Apayim, Virav Chesed Be'emet, Notzer Chesed La'alafim, Noseawon Wafesha, V'chata'av V'nakei. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing the tool of a verse from the Sulam commentary in the Zohar. This verse comes from Parashat Yitro. It's Pasuk 29. We'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bidkilu Urchimu Udkilu Udkilu Urchimu Le'akta L'shem Yudhe Bovavhe V'yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayhino Amadunai Elohinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Karanei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Karaneihu Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tane Nandeku Shabarichu Toma De Aved Le'ela Wittata Tolaihu Kishot Yovada Dikshot Belayt lach mila bialma divai barnash adaf yaleya mineya ulan haga deya chalana dehakulu ovada dikshot inun wikola it's the rich bialma. The energy of the year 5780, our current year, consists of a revealed energy, that of compensation, and a concealed energy, that of shefa. In order to transform the concealed energy into revealed energy, so that our compensation comes from the shefa, from Hashem's goodness, we need to study various verses to connect to the year. So one of the verses we will be studying tonight is Ezekiel chapter 23, verse 36. Atishot et achala v'et achalila v'hageid lachen et to'avoteichem. The word hatishpot has the name of the year, Tashin Pei, within it. The translation of the verse, Hashem said, moreover unto me, son of man, wilt thou judge Oholah and Oholibah, then declare unto them their abominations. The names Oholah connects to the Hebrew word that translates as a tent. And it actually, the literal translation is going towards the tent covering. It also has the meaning of aloe wood. And Oholibah connects to a translation of my staring towards my tent. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. If we study one verse from the Tanakh that connects to this energy, and that is 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru, Uru, Mikol, Amachavoya, Asher Yichabe, Sham, Wishavtem, Eli, El Nahom, Wahalachti, Ichem, Wichaya, Im Yeshno, Varets, Vichipasti, Oto, Bakal, Alfe, Yehuda. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing a tool of saying each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Y-Y-O-L-I-O-S-I-O-T-E A-L-A-M-E M-E-H-E-S-H-I-L-A-L-A-H-E-A-K-A-A-K-A-H-E-T-A H-E-Z-A-Y-O-A-L-A-D-A-L-A-A-W-A-H-E-H-E-A Yozala me behe, he reo he kome, la awa kala yo, la wa wa pehe la, nulaha yo yo yo, me la he 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 wa, nuta he he a a, yo re ta shi a he, re yo yo, awa me, la ka be wa shi re. Yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo sa wa wa la yo la he sa a la re yo a shi la me yo he wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a me me nu nu a nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo Nu me me yo yo la me re he me tsa re. Wa me be yo he he anu wa me he yo. Ga me be me nu ko a yo a he 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 be wa. Re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa be. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim, utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta he he yo anu da la he wa he me a yo ta la me re he me yo yo me he me me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu ta Nu me cha yo he yo, me nu ta he 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 wa. Nu yo he he shi a, yo re ta shi a he. Re la yo a wa me, la yo be wa he re. Yo yo we, yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da. La nu yo he wa me, re he a yo he za. Hey she hey me ka ha wa wa la yo yo hey sa a la re yo a la me ta hey wa hey wa da la yo hey yo she a la me nu hey ma nu hey a nu wa ta me la hey pe a yo Nuko me yore la hey 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 bez hey me zare wa hey be yo a hey ala wa me zayo ka hey be me kako ala a hey hey wa re la hey yo yo me hey la yo me hey me. The Tzaddikim who left this day, the 12th day of Tishrei, Rabbi Avraham the Malach, this is the son of the Magid de Mezrich. The Magid de Mezrich was the second leader of the Hasidic movement after the Baal Shem Tov, and his son was known as Avraham the Angel. He was never a leader in his own right, but he was always considered higher than the leaders of the Hasidic movement in his generation. Rabbi Yechiel, Michel of Zihil, Seville. We'll now do the Ma meditation. Excuse me, the Ani meditation. Malchut. Yo aheni wa yo hey. Yo aheni wa yo hey. Yo aheni wa yo hey. Yisod. Yu ahuni wu yo hu. Yu ahuni wu yo hu. Yu ahuni wu yo hu. Od, you ahuni wu yohu, you ahuni wu yohu, you ahuni wu yohu. Netzach, ye ahini wu yohi, ye ahini wu yohi, ye ahini wu yohi. Tiferet, yo ahuni wu yohu, yo ahuni wu yohu. Yo ahoni wo yo ho. Yo ahoni wo yo ho. Givura. Yeah, ni wo yo. Yeah, ni wo yo. Yeah, ni wo yo. Chesed. Yeah, ahoni wo yo he. Yeah, any way your head. Yeah, any way your head. Yeah, any way your head. Bina. Yeah, any way your head. Yeah, any way your head. Yeah, any way your head. Achma. Yeah, any way your head. Yeah, any way your head. Yeah, any way your head. Keter, ya ahani wa yoha, ya ahani wa yoha, ya ahani wa yoha. We will now say the Shema Yisrael. It's good to say names of people who need healing out loud, in a whisper, as you say the two lines of the Shema, which consists of 49 letters. These 49 letters connect to the 49 days of the counting of the Omer. And after the Mashiach, there's one word in the second verse, the Baruch Shem verse. There's one word that is spelled incompletely without a Vav in the place to where a Vav belongs. And after the Mashiach, that Vav will find its way to that word, and we will have 50 letters connecting to the 50 gates of Binah, 50 gates of understanding. Please close your eyes, cover your eyes, and lean slightly to the left as we say together, Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu. Adonai Echad. read the Esther DeBroat, the 10 utterances, as part of our preparation for our class and the study process. Vaydaber Elohim et kol ha-divarim ha-ele le-mor. Anochi Hashem Elohecha asher hotzeiticha Meretz Mitzrayim mibet avadim lo yihye lecha Elohim acherim al panai lo ta'aseh lecha Peresel v'kol temuna asher b'shamayim Mi ma'al v'asher ba'aretz mitachat V'asher b'mayim mitachat la'aretz Lo tishtachaweh lachem V'lo ta'avdem ki anochi Adonai Elohei Wahei Elohecha Elkana poked awon Avot al banim al shileishim We all remain Lishonai We osech chesed la'alafim La'avai u'shomre Mitzvotai lo tisa Et shem Adonai Elohecha l'shav Ki lo yinake Adonai Yohei Wahei Et asher isa Et shemo lashav Zachor et yom ha-shabbat Lekadsho sheshet yamim ta'ovot V'yasita Kom melachtecha v'yom tashvi Shabbat Lashem Elohecha Lo ta'aseh kol melacha Ata uvincha uvitecha Avdecha v'amarcha Uvhemtecha v'gecha Asher b'sharecha Ki sheshet yamim asah Adonai Yohei Wahei et ha-shamayim et ha-aretz et ha-yam v'et kol asher bam v'yanach v'yom ha-shvi Al kin berach Adonai Yohei Wahei et yom ha-shabbat v'yikadshehu Kabeder avicha et imecha Leman yatun yamecha al ha'adama Asher Adonai Yohei Wahei Elohecha noten lach Lo tirtzach, lo tinav, lo tignov, lo ta'ane bereacha Eb chaker Lo tachmod beit reecha, lo tachmod eshet reecha, v'avdo v'amato v'shoro v'chamoro v'kol asher li reecha. We'll now say the Abridged Kaddish to elevate, use as an elevator, rise to the level of our class tonight. Yitgadal v'yitgadash shemei rabba. And we all say Amen. V'alma divra kirute v'yam lich malkute v'chayechon v'yomechon uv'chaye. V'kol beit Yisrael v'agala v'zman kariv. Eat barach, vish tabak, vid par, vid romam, vid nase, vid adar, vid tale, vid talal, shemei vid kucha. Le'elamin kol birkata v'shirata tushbechata v'dechemata da'amiran ve'alma yeheshlama rabba min shamaya. V'chayim aleinu v'yal kol Yisrael v'imru amen. Ose shalom bimromav, hu yase shalom aleinu, v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru amen. Today's class is a Zohar class on the parasha of Hazinu. You'll find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in the first row on the right-hand column. When you click on that link, it opens up to a landing page which lists all of the parashas. If you scroll down just before the parashas or the Zohar is having to do with the holidays, you'll see the parasha of Hazinu, or Ha'azinu. And that is the landing page that we will use tonight. The Zohar section we are going to be studying tonight is section 17. And this section has to do with the Idra Rabba. Which is the revelation of light that took place on the day that Rabbi Shimon chose to leave the world, which is the holiday of Lag BaOmer. These sections are very esoteric, and yet they are filled with tremendous amounts of light. So we may or may not understand the verse. We shall just have to see. Since we've grounded the energy with the Baruch Shem, we said with the Shema, we need to say an additional B'Shem Yehud. And then we will start with verse 55. B'Shem Yehud Kudshav Rechu Ishkinte B'Hilu Urchimu Udhilu Udhilu Urchimu Liakta L'Shem Yudhe B'Vadhe V'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael, limud Torah mitzvah, la'asok Torah mitzvah, v'yihi noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadenu kunenei aleinu ma'asei yadenu kunenehu. Chotama b'hai, chotama b'nukva, t'pardashtab l'beya, na'ashivrucha, V'chayeli zeratin, u'hai chotama, v'nufat v'farnashka. Tal yayo, Hashem l'kayma Hashem, achara diltata v'garucha nafik mimota mocha. Tima'a, v'yikre rucha d'chaye, ruchai rucha zeminin, l'min dad chachmata, v'zimna d'malka, m'shicha dikti v'nacha alav ruach Hashem. Ruach Hachma Uvina Gomer Haichotama Chayin Mikol Sitrin Chaydu Shileman Nachat Ruach Asvavta Bechotama Dizer Antin Ketiva lashan be'apo gomer v'hakaketiv u'tehilati Ehetam Allah. The translation. The nose of Arikantin, in this nose, within the window of its nostril, the spirit or the wind of life blows on Zeranpin. Inside this nose, in the window of the nostril, he comes out to support another lower hay. This wind comes out from the concealed brain and is called the spirit of life. By means of that spirit, people will gain wisdom during the time of King Messiah, as written, and the spirit of Hashem shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding. This nose is life from every aspect, complete joy, satisfaction, and healing. Of the nose of Zeranpin it is written, there went up a smoke out of his nostrils. Here it is written, and for my praise will I refrain, or nose for you. My commentary. This pasuk is telling us about the spiritual aspect of smell, yet it describes what it is expelled from the nose, not what is received by the nose. To give you some background so it's a little easier to understand. In the head, you have facial parts, eyes, ears, nose, and mouth. The Kabbalists have taught us that our eyes are connected to Chachma. Our ears are connected to Bina. Our nose is connected to Zeranpin. And our mouth is connected to Malchut, all in the frame of the intellect. But there is another face, not a small face like Zeranpin, but a large face called Arikantin. And it has the same structure of eyes, ears, and nose, and mouth. This particular pasuk and section is talking about the nose of Arikantin. And where does the light flow from Arikantin, from the nose of Arikantin? Where does it flow? That is what the verse is describing. Pasuk 56. And feel free to ask questions as we go along. Pasuk 56. Sifra di agata deve rav yeva sava. O kim Hashem befuma v'haka lam yitkaima. Haki v'la yitztarkfa. Ha'agid yivchat salka. Ela behedina. Dalia Vidina Bechotama Dalia Dictiva La Shan Biapo Vitema Hakati Vish Pipiu Tato Kel Ikara Derubza The translation. In the Agadah book of the Academy of the Study of Rav Yerba Saba, he interpreted the hay as malchut that receives from the mouth of Arikantin. But here in this matter, it does not work that way, and Malchut does not connect with the mouth of Arikantin, but with the left nostril. of the nose. And even though it has the same meaning of many judgments derived from the hay, while judgment derives from the nose as written, there went up a smoke out of his nostrils. You may say it is written, and fire out of his mouth. So there are judgments in the mouth as well, to which he answers, anger comes mainly from the nose. My commentary. Have you ever wondered why the eustachian tubes connect the mouth, the nose, and the ears? This is the essence of this pasuk, in my opinion. Anger comes from the left side of Zerantin, and this is why it is so difficult to control, yet it is well worth the effort. That completes the study of the nose of Arishantin, section 17. We'll now study section 18. Starting with Pasuk 57, and I will mention, and you normally I don't mention the titles of the sections, as you know. But in this, when we're dealing with this material, it's good to understand the titles of the section, which is I didn't change the title on section 18, so I apologize. But it is. The main point, when you do find out the name of the title of section 18, you'll realize it's not a body part. It's talking about the concealment of the concealment. But let us go forward with verse 57. Kol tikunin ti'atika Kadisha b'mocha shatit v'satim mitzkatan v'kol tikunin v'zeranbin v'hachmatata'a matzkatnan v'kiv kulam v'hachmasita v'hashem kalala Teko lavadai ma ben Hashem le Hashem tehakadina itarmina udhakarachame goy rachame. The translation: all the implements of Atika Kadisha are established in the concealed quiet mind, that is, in concealed Chachma. And all the implements within Zerunpin are established in lower Chachma, as it is written, in wisdom have you made them all. And Hay, which is Malchut, surely includes everything. What is the difference between Hay, which is Malchut below, and this hay within the left nostril in the nose of Zerunpin? From this hay in Malchut below, Malchut stirs, judgment stirs, while that hay in the nose is mercy within mercy. My commentary: to the students of the Kabbalah, this verse is clear as written. If it's not clear to you, do not be discouraged. Keep up your studies and eventually you will come to understand it. And that is the completion of section 18, which is only the one section long. So we will now go to section 19, which starts with Pasuk 58. In section 19, the title is The Hair on the Beard of Arishantin. Now, does anybody think that we're talking about the beards? Or do you recognize that the hair on the beard is a metaphor? And once you recognize that metaphor, it will make sense to you what was said in the previous verse of 57. Pasuk 58. Padikna de atika kadisha talia. Ko yekiru de kola mazala de kola ikre. Me haidikna mazala ayaki ruta. De ko yakirin mazale ilae. Utata e kulum hashkihin. Lehahu mazala ba'ai mazala talyayo chaye dekola mizone dekola ba'ai mazala talyayin shemaya ve'arav vishmin dirawa ba'ai mazala ishkaputa Dekola behai mazala, toyan kol chayi ailin, ilayin letatayin. The translation. Overall preciousness derives from the beard of Atika Kadisha, which is Arikantin. It is called general mazel. From this beard, which is called mazel, which is most precious, the upper and lower beings became successful. They all looked to receive bounty from the mazel. All life derives from that mazel, everyone's food. Heaven and earth, which are Zerunpin and Malchut, come from that mazel and bountiful rains. Everyone looks to that mazel. The upper and the lower hosts come out of that mazel. My commentary. The root of mazel is translated as a drip. You've heard the term mazel tov, and you think it's congratulations, or you think it's good luck. But the literal translation is a good drip. Mazel is actually the flow of shefa. That is what this pasuk is describing. And without the Hebrew Aramaic understanding, it is truly confusing. Pasuk 59. Telata star nevin demishka dir gupta tavatalyan padikta demazala yakirada Pakulhu navkin vazerantin late makulhu elatisha minayhu mishtachan vazerantin liakpiyayo dinin. The translation. There are 13 streams of valuable, goodly oil, namely the 13 attributes of mercy derived from that beard, which is that precious mazel, They all come out to Zeranpin. Do not say they all do, as nine of them are present in Zeranpin in order to subdue the judgments. My commentary. In the levels of Zeranpin called Torah, there are two times that the 13 attributes of mercy are revealed. In the Sefer Shemot, there are 13 attributes. And in the book of Bamidbar, there are 9 attributes. The total is 22, which connects to the letters of the Hebrew alphabet. I have heard from my teachers that the 9 are in the parts of the body that grow hair, while the 13 are the 13 aspects of the hair on the face, aspects of the beard. Pasuk 60. Hai mazala tal yayo b'shikula atavura kol kedushe kedushin ikshd kedusha be'ya tal yayin b'hai at mazala pashit b'shituta tikut ra'ila'a ha'uresha The Koreshin Dila Eat Yedda Vila Ishta Moda Vila Yadin Ilain Witatin Witatain Witatain Begin Kach Gola Bahai Mazala Talyayo The translation, the mazel goes down in equal measures to the middle. All the holiness of the Holy of Holies derived from this mazel. Through this mazel, the tangled supernal knot became united from the head above all heads, which is unknown, not conceived or known to upper or lower beings. For that reason, everything derives from this mazel. My commentary. This is a description of the first effect, where the lower influences the upper. This is the source of mankind, in my opinion. Verse 61. Bedi nada gimoreshin diamena mit bashtan bukuhu mit chabaran bahai mazala umishtachin beya ukin kach kol yaku yakiru Tiakiru ta behai bazala tal yayo balilain at one with a tal yon behai atika kulahu tal yon behai dikna umit habara umit habran Bahai mazala vatalyan beyal tlikaima Atvan acharanin de ilmale lasa likilein atvan Beatika lakaimin ilain Acharanin ugin kacha mar Moshe Kadit serish Hashem, Hashem, Terezimin Dina, Upasik Tama, Peguya, Pegawas, Yahu, Tehamas, Mi, Pemazala, Talia Yokola, Mehai Mazala, Mikaspe, Ailae. with Tatai, Umid Kavya in Kameya, Zaka Ahulakeya, Mandizake Lehai. The translation. In this beard, the three heads I mentioned expand and they all connect to this mazel and the rest in it. For that reason, all that is most precious derives from this mazel. All the letters of the name Yud He Vav He that come out of Atika do so only from the beard and connect to this mazel and depend on it to support the other letters in Zeranpin. And had not these letters gone up to Atik, namely to its beard, the others in Zeranpin would not have survived. Hence Moses said when it was needed, Hashem, Hashem, twice. The first coming from Arichanpin, and the second from Zeranpin, with a punctuation mark between them. Everything depends on mazel, and not on Arichanpin itself. The upper and lower beings shy away from this mazel and are subdued before it. My commentary, the mazel is the lower level of the extension of the Creator, which we call light. This is my opinion. This is the end of the section, and it's also the end of the class, as we could not go on to the next section and finish it in time. Are there any questions? We will have a class tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. for the study of the psalm. And then we will have a class Saturday night, a Zohar class, having to do with the parasha of Sukkot. Shalom Gadol to all. Have a beautiful week. I'm looking forward, as I hope you are, to the holiday of Sukkot and drawing the energy of loving kindness. Shalom to all. Shalom Gadol.
Shalom Gadol. Thank you. Good night.
Shalom.
Shalom.